Before we get into today's Reddit stories, I first of all need to tell you about one of my other favorite Reddit podcasts out there, the OKOP Show. If you guys are looking for even more daily Reddit content, then the OKOP Show with John and Sam is perfect for you. Just search for the letters OKOP wherever you get your pods.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all having an amazing day. Today I've got for you a pretty sad story, to be honest, but I think you're going to enjoy it. So without further ado, sit back, relax, couple of updates to come on this first one. Let's get into it. My boyfriend slept with another woman and claims I wanted him to. My hands are shaking, so sorry if there are typos. I don't know if I'll be able to explain what just happened. I'm in a hotel room right now, just falling apart. I live with my 28-year-old boyfriend, Jack. I am 27. We've been together for 2 years. The relationship has been good. Sex is frequent, we say I love you often, and both of us participate in the other's family functions. I don't have any major complaints, and to my knowledge, he hasn't been unhappy. I am deeply in love with him. I came home today about an hour early. I started to get a migraine at work, which isn't super unusual. And once I started to get nauseated, I decided I should just go home and lie down. It doesn't happen a ton, but maybe a few times a year where I decide to take the afternoon off. My boyfriend works nights, so is often home during the day. I pulled in the driveway and his car was there. Not unusual, he doesn't work until the evening. I parked on the street out front like I always do. You can't really hear the car from that distance unless you're really listening, and went into the apartment. The bedroom is on the far side of the apartment from where I came in, so you usually can't hear a key in the lock or anything, especially with the air conditioning on. It was. I said hello as I came in, but could immediately hear that the air conditioning was on in the bedroom. It's a separate window unit and it's pretty loud. I opened the door to say hello to Jack, and there he is, right in the middle of having sex with a girl, doggy style. They both froze and she looked really shocked. He was just sort of expressionless. She immediately sort of scrambled for the sheets, but he just sat there. I guess I was in shock because I actually walked in the bedroom where they were and got my suitcase from under the bed. I even said excuse me to the girl screwing my boyfriend. I went to my closet and threw a bunch of clothes in the case, and all the while he's constantly talking. I can't remember everything he said, but I distinctly heard him say, I wanted to surprise you. We've wanted to spice things up in the bedroom. I didn't say anything and I left and I came to this hotel. Now, we have discussed having a threesome in the past and I even said I would possibly be open to it at some point in the future. I told him I found the idea exciting, but that we would need to discuss things and find the right person if it was actually going to happen. I never wanted him to just surprise me out of the blue. He's been blowing up my phone ever since. He's left several voicemails and sent about a dozen texts. He said things didn't go like he imagined, but he thought it would be sexy to have a spontaneous threesome. He said he was trying to fulfill my fantasy. I've been crying for the last 3 hours. I've got no idea what to think at this point. I think he's lying to me, but what if he really thought he was doing what I wanted? Is it possible he's just that clueless? Please, please help. Now, I think this is one of those sad, awkward situations, really, where all of us from the outside looking in know exactly what is going on here. And we can tell that, you know, this guy has just been absolutely caught, right? And he's just trying to make up an excuse on the spot. And to be fair, I mean, it's not the worst excuse. He's tried with all he can to think of something to save himself. Now, it's quite clearly, obviously not what's going on here. We can tell that. But that is why I feel bad for OP, and that is why this is sad, because they're so in love with this person, clearly. So in love with Jack, who, by the way, isn't me in this story. Let me make that abundantly clear, despite the fact that we share the same name. She just doesn't want it to be true. She's not sure herself, but in reality, looking at it objectively, it's so obvious that everything that Jack is saying is complete BS. Now, thankfully, a lot of the comments at the time on this post said the same thing as that. And 2 days later, we got this update. Firstly, thank you all for your comments and advice. My gut knew that I had to end the relationship, but I needed a kick in the pants to actually do it. The apartment we live in is actually owned by my uncle, with whom I am very close. I live there for free while attending grad school. It is part of a building he owns and was his way of helping me afford to further my education. He had no problem with my boyfriend also living there, on the condition that he help out with managerial duties and repairs around the building. I called my uncle and told him the circumstances, and he called Jack and told him he needs to find a new place to live. He's not on a lease or anything, so hopefully it won't be a legal issue. I haven't responded to Jack in any way since yesterday. I returned to the apartment this afternoon, after going to the doctor to get tested for STDs, thankfully clear so far. Jack was there. Since he spoke with my uncle, he knew that I was breaking up with him and wanted him out. He immediately tried to argue with me, saying once again that the whole thing had been intended as a gift for me. I just ignored him as I went around the place packing his things. Yeah, what a gift to turn up unannounced at your own apartment and see your boyfriend having sex with a random woman. Lovely. He also said that the only reason he started without me was that he wanted to get used to the two of them together so things wouldn't be awkward when I arrived. Apparently, he thought having sex with her first would make the threesome go smoother. I didn't even look at him. I just kept packing. I'm proud of myself that I didn't cry. I think I was past the point of crying. He kept blabbering on, saying that he just wanted to test the waters with the other person so that when the time came, they could both focus totally on me. The final straw was when he said that I was being totally unreasonable and ungrateful for the effort that he was putting into our sexual relationship. I stared at him for a minute, and then I just started laughing. I couldn't control it. I must have laughed hysterically for a full minute. He got angry but finally shut up and stopped trying to justify himself. I asked for his key and then told him to leave. I said that he could call to arrange a time to come and pick up all of his things, but not to contact me for any other reason. His parents live in the same city, so I know he has somewhere to stay. He left, looking pretty forlorn. I didn't ask how long he'd been cheating on me. Just knowing about the one incident was enough. He's obviously not the person I thought he was. I don't feel like I even know him anymore. I'm still sad, but I'm going to be okay. There's no way I could keep someone like that in my life. Thanks again for all the encouragement and motivation to end it for good. I knew the truth in my heart, but I needed to know I wasn't crazy. Well, what a start to the episode. I'm not going to lie. I wasn't expecting to wake up today and read a story in which a cheater, when caught, said, "I was only cheating so it wouldn't be awkward between us." Wow. I mean, what an excuse. But there you go. Now, this story was actually posted in 2014, you know, almost a decade ago now, in June 2014. So there's not going to be any updates to this one. I just hope that 10 years down the line now, where we are, OP's having a great time and has found someone that doesn't make stupid excuses like that. All right, without further ado, let's get on to our second story now. This one is mental. I am a 26-year-old woman, and my best friend, who is a 23-year-old woman, might be in love with my husband, who is 26 as well. Where do I go from here? I'm posting this on a throwaway because my husband stalks Reddit. Also, I know he isn't cheating on me. He's at home more often than not, and I have full access to his electronics, as does he to mine. My husband and I have been together since we were young teenagers. We got married last year and have a 6-month-old daughter together. She is the light of both our lives, as we both came from broken homes and want a better life than we lived growing up. My best friend came a few years later. We used to live in the same neighborhood and casually began to hang out. She lives with both her parents and siblings, and she is studying to get her bachelor's degree. At first, she didn't like my husband. She said that he was clingy and tried to insert himself into our friendship. What the frick? She was civil to him because he was my romantic partner. For context, my husband is bipolar type 2, autism and PTSD, and it causes him to be a little socially awkward and miss certain social cues and taboos. I love him regardless of it all. Over the last few years, we've been hanging out a lot more. She comes over for a few drinks, we go to movies, and even visit local attractions together. All three of us have a good time, and my husband does try to make nights for just the two of us often too. However, last year my husband and I found out we were expecting a child together in January. I was working and fell ill because at the time I was working at a fast food place. I threw up and went to the doctor. Come to find out, I was 8.5 weeks pregnant. My life changed and I'd become more busy to get myself ready for motherhood. My best friend saw me less and less and we couldn't talk as much. My husband and I got married almost a month and a half after discovering we were going to become parents. That is when our dynamic changed. Recently, I applied to school and I'm currently in college trying to get a law degree so I can become a paralegal and get to law school. I'm also a stay-at-home mum while doing college too. I've been super busy. One day, my husband gets a text and it's from my best friend. She asks if they can talk as she was upset. He took the phone call with me protesting and a few minutes later said, "Sandra, that's me, we need to go get Carla, that's my friend. Her father is picking a fight with her." I get upset as we were watching a movie together and I'd just gotten the baby down for bed. We go to her house, which is about 20 minutes away, and she stays with us for a night. As I get our daughter back down to bed, Carla asked to cuddle with the two of us in our bed. I was hesitant. I have issues with claustrophobia due to a traumatic experience as a child. My husband gave the go-ahead. We settle in for the night. Carla's dad apologized and she heads back home. Once she was gone, I blew up on my husband. What he did was not only inappropriate, but was disrespectful to my boundaries. Ever since, when she has an issue with her dad, she calls my husband and vents. One day, while my in-laws were staying with us, my mother-in-law overheard a convo with my husband and Carla. She was concerned and asked me if I was okay with it. I said, "No, not really, but every time I bring it up, he gets defensive, saying that she needs help, that she's going through a hard time, blah blah blah." It is important to note that my mother-in-law was cheated on in the past by her ex, my husband's father. We are also extremely close, and she sees me as a daughter. She hates cheaters with a passion, and my husband, who I will refer to as James, was using the same excuses his father did. She asked to speak to him privately and walked to our living room. They got into a heated match and James apologized to me. He said he didn't know that it was hurting me and causing issues in our marriage. I asked him, how would he feel if I'd asked him if another man could sleep in the same bed with us? He kind of deflated and tried to say, "It's different, blah blah blah." His stepfather, Mark, spoke up and said, "It is the same. You're just uncomfortable with it. So is she. Quit with the excuses." Now, James respects Mark quite a lot, actually. Mark raised him since he was 8, as his own father was in and out of the picture. Once the dust settles, my husband truly apologized to me for his actions and said that he would do better. I kissed him, and that was that. However, I wouldn't be right here if that was the end of the issues. Lately, Carla has been calling him 3 to 8 times a day. She says it's because she's bored and has no one else to talk to. I snap. I call him out over the nonchalance about the situation. How, when she calls, he answers. How it's making me feel like a third wheel in my marriage, etc. His response? "She's just lonely. You're letting it get to you." That night, I slept in the living room. I'm starting to suspect that she is trying to monopolize his time. She calls him for over an hour each time. They talk, she complains about her life, etc. Almost like she's his girlfriend or something. I'm starting to find this relationship troubling. It's getting to the point that it's affecting my marriage. Where do I go from here? Any advice would be appreciated.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, and that is the end of the post, but we do have a few edits from OP. First of all, thank you everyone for the feedback. I'm going to have a talk with him, with his mum involved. He won't listen to me if I don't. Wow, that's a serious red flag right there. He's only going to listen to the points you're making if his mum is in the same room? That is weird. OP continues, "I'm tired of fighting him over this. I should have an update with a resolution in a couple of days. I'm going to read everyone's responses more thoroughly. Thanks for the advice." Now, edit 2. My husband and I had a sit-down talk. His mother and stepfather weren't available. He promised that he would explain everything in detail. I called Carla and she said that we could talk Friday when she wasn't busy with school. She had something she needed to air out. I'll have an update on Friday, hopefully. Edit 3. I woke up to a text from Carla this morning. She actually wants to talk to me tonight, alone, as her schedule has changed. We're gonna have a heart-to-heart. hopefully I'll have some news. And finally, edit number 4, I need some time. I'll post an update later on. My heart is hurting. My husband and I are getting a divorce. Thank you for understanding, everybody. And then a broken heart emoji. Oh my goodness me. Now let's get into a couple of good comments on that original post. First of all, somebody says, you've set your boundaries and he continues to cross them. Is this how you want your marriage to be? A very, very fair question in my opinion. She won't stop as long as your husband responds to her every time. And OP replies, you're right. I do have issues standing up for myself. Somebody else says, does he not understand how badly that reflects on him, that he is unwilling to explain his own actions to his own wife, seeing the pain and distress you are in regarding this situation, or does he simply not care because actually he has feelings for her? In my opinion, if there was no cheating involved, he could have reassured you about that, but explained what was going on with Carla was a personal matter that she needed to share with you herself. OP replies, sometimes he thinks I'm too emotional. I have PTSD and BPD and he doesn't understand my disorder. He doesn't understand that I feel things intensely or passionately or that it's super easy to hurt my feelings. He never even tries to understand me, autism or not. Honestly, I'm considering cutting my losses and going through divorce anyway. It's not worth the emotional anguish he put me through each day. Okay, you know what? Let's get straight into the update. Now, the first post was posted very recently, actually, on February 27th of this year, 2024. And then 2 days later, we got this update. This update is hard. Everything about this situation sucks, and I don't know if I will be okay for some time. The baby and I are currently staying with my friend Tanya. To start, James and I are getting a divorce. Carla is no longer a friend to me or our mutuals. The betrayal is too deep for her to be friends with our group. As most of you assumed, James and Carla are indeed having an affair. Oh my goodness me. Sorry, let me just interrupt real quick. Maybe I'm being naive here, guys. Maybe I am. I didn't expect that. I genuinely didn't expect that. Now, 3 to 8 calls a day, yes, you could argue that's quite a lot. Fair enough. But I just didn't actually think that was going on at all. I just thought that he was just, you know, being weird, chatting to her a bit too much. But in reality, he was just trying to help her out in a tough situation. But I probably should have realized, I mean, just from the bed thing alone, having her come in your bed to snuggle up with you three. I mean, I don't know the exact, like, you know, structure of how that worked. Who was in the middle, for example? Who was Big Spoon? Who was Little Spoon? And who was Medium Sized Spoon? These are all things that I need to know. So if you are watching OP, get in the comments. Let me know. But in all seriousness, guys, get in the comments. Did you know this was happening? Was this really obvious? Did I just miss it? I think I probably did. Anyway, let's get back into it. The affair started about 3 months ago and just turned physical 1 month ago. They were planning on just up and leaving after James served me divorce papers. They used the ruse that he was helping her through emotional issues to hide the fact. I was crushed. She wanted to clear the air before it got worse. That was when she dropped a huge bombshell. James was going to try and get me to terminate my rights to my child in order for Carla to adopt her. The reason? My borderline diagnosis a few years ago made me unfit to be a mother, and he was sure that the courts would agree. She then handed me 2 separate stacks of paperwork and left. I am contacting a lawyer as I'm writing this. I was seriously hurt. You guys were right. Carla was a snake and only told me this so she wouldn't feel guilty. However, I'm not letting my soon-to-be ex-husband bully me into termination of my rights. I called him afterwards and got very heated about what was going on. James just sat there in silence. I was crying afterwards. I pleaded with him to tell me what I did wrong. For a little bit of backstory, I had a near-fatal complication with my delivery of our daughter where I bled my entire labor. I had to have 2 blood transfusions and haven't fully recovered from it. I was not cleared for any extraneous activity for 3 months, including sexual activity. James was getting unsatisfied with all my doctor's appointments and not getting the sex that he wanted. I was hurting and ended up needing another procedure to remove some placenta that didn't naturally come out. I had to have my tubes tied because if I have another child, it will kill me next time. James wanted at least 2 more kids, and this put an end to his plans. I married a monster. We were together since we were 15, and this is how he repays me? I thought I knew him. He was acting so caring and nice to me. I am absolutely heartbroken. I'm not even sure if I'm going to update this anymore, but if I do, it'll be after the divorce settles. Thank you for all your concerns. I'm going to step back and take some time to adjust. There's no chance for a healthy co-parenting situation. I'm fighting for primary custody with supervised visits. Carla will not have any access to the baby, as I'll ask the judge to make a clause preventing her from interacting with my daughter. Thank you for all the advice. Also, I forgot to add that I contacted his mother and Mark this morning. They are furious that James is doing this to me. They are helping me foot the cost of a lawyer because I'm a stay-at-home mum and college student. They've kicked James out and he is now staying at our old house with Carla. He did give me the courtesy of getting my stuff and didn't put up a fuss about me taking what I wanted. He told me that he will keep in contact for divorce proceedings. Wow, what a climax to that story. Goodness me, I'm lost for words. Here are a couple of comments from other Redditors that are able to convey their point a lot more succinctly than me right now. Someone said, "Why did you leave? He's the jerk. He's the one that gets to leave." Well, it's his house, inheritance. "He only let me stay as a courtesy," Opie replies. "His parents didn't know the full story, but now that they do, he overstayed his welcome. They are so angry. I'm not sure if his relationship with his mum or stepdad is salvageable." Someone else said, "What stands out is that he's threatening to use her bipolar status against her, despite being a parent with bipolar type 2, autism, and PTSD. This dude is evil and inept." "I didn't say he was smart, did I?" replies OP. "But with me having no financial way to support my child or a stable home, he does have slightly better odds. I'm still in contact with his mum and stepfather. I'm hoping they'll give me a place at their house for the time being. I feel like I'm being intrusive at Tanya's home." And then finally, someone said, "I am sorry you are going through this situation. As people say, trust but verify. You are relying on his parents, but be aware that they are his parents. You need to have a support system that doesn't include them." OP though says, "They have no one else. My family turned their backs on me. I have no family members who can help." Well, there you go. I did warn you guys in the intro, this was going to be a pretty sad episode, but my word, that is just devastating. What an ending to that story. The one thing that I just have to say, right, and I, you know, I'm not married, I'm single, and I do think to myself, how can you go, right? So, you think you know someone, right? You guys in this story were together since, 15 years old, you said. You met at high school. You're now 26, so you've been together for 11 years. And after all that time of you thinking that this is going to be the person I assume that you're going to marry, be with for your entire life, they do something like this to you. Like, they flip on you this much when you nearly die having your child. I just don't get it. I just don't understand how you can not know someone to this extent when you've been with them for 11 years. It's just very worrying, concerning, because I don't know how you could ever trust somebody. You know, reading stories like this makes me think, even if I'm with someone for 10 years and I feel like I know them so well, you know, everything about them, 100%, their character, etc., they could still do something like this. Or there are people that could still do something like this to me. It's just very, very concerning. And I'm sure that a lot of you guys listening and watching right now have been in situations like this where you feel like you know somebody and you're with them perhaps, and then something will come up like this and you have to just reevaluate and re-question everything you thought you knew about them. Crazy stuff. But yeah, if you have any stories like that that you want to share, get in the comments down below. It's a very supportive place. And if you don't, also have a look through, reply to some, give some likes, and just some advice for people in this sort of spot for someone like OP would also be great, I think. So yeah, get in the comments down below. But that is going to do it for this one. Wow, what a roller coaster.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.